A policing oversight body is taking legal action against the Gardaí over its failure to comply with an investigation into the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson in County Donegal almost 20 years ago. Fisru, which replaced GSOC, has informed the Donaldson family of the move. In a letter, it said it took the view that the Gardaí had not complied with the request for information required for its investigation. Well, our Northern correspondent Conor Cawley is with us now. Conor, remind us of the background to this.
Good afternoon, Cian. Well, the murder of Dennis Donaldson was the issue at the heart of Gerry Adams' recent successful libel action against the BBC. Mr. Donaldson was a senior Sinn Féin official working at the heart of the party's administration at Stormont. In the early 2000s, he was arrested and accused of being part of an IRA spy ring there. The case against him and a number of others was discontinued several years later, and soon after, Mr. Donaldson was exposed as a British agent working for the PSNI and the security services. He left Belfast then after he was exposed, and he came forward and said that he'd been working as an agent rather than being exposed. But he moved then to an isolated cottage in Glenties in County Donegal, but he was shot dead there in 2006. There's an ongoing Garda murder investigation, which the family are not happy with. So they have also complained to Fisru, the body, which, as you said, they replaced GSOC, and it's now looking into the handling of the Garda inquiry.
What are the family looking for?
Well, I think fundamentally what they want is a proper investigation that they can have confidence in. And when you talk to them, they say that's not the current Garda investigation as far as they are concerned. Fisru, formerly GSOC, has been examining the conduct of that inquiry for 3 years, but seems to have encountered some problems getting information from the Gardaí. So now, apparently, it has taken the decision to begin legal action against the Garda Síochána Conor for failure to comply with requests that Fisru or GSOC has made of it. And the Donaldson family solicitor, Enda McGarrity, I spoke to him yesterday, and he told me what his clients think is the importance of this move.
We now understand that Fisru are commencing legal proceedings against an Garda Síochána Conor arising out of the failure to comply with aspects of the investigation. And that's a matter which is of significant concern to the family, because the body which are charged with investigating the murder of Dennis Donaldson are now not only being investigated but failing to comply with an investigation, and that gives rise to the family's wider concern that the state are currently not delivering an effective investigation.
Enda McGarrity there. Conor, Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked about meeting the family. What did he say?
Yes, he was at a meeting of the British Irish Council in County Down on Friday. I think what the family really want is a commission of investigation established in the Republic, which can take evidence in both open and closed session. And that means it can deal with the inevitable sensitive intelligence matters that are likely to come to the fore in respect of that. The family's been trying to get a meeting with senior government figures for several years now to discuss all of this, but to no avail thus far. But at that British Irish Council meeting on Friday, I asked the Taoiseach if he'd be willing to meet the Donaldson family, and he said that he would.
Yeah, first of all, I would have no difficulty and would be willing to meet with the family of Dennis Donaldson in respect of issues they may have. My understanding is that, well, the Garda investigation is still alive, and invariably, you know, we should be very clear, it's the people who carried out the murder that bear the responsibility here fundamentally. In any event, I will meet with the family to hear their perspective on it, because I wouldn't have that detailed background that they would have. And I appreciate that it's been a huge trauma for the family and one that continues.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there. Conor McCauley, thank you. Well, that's it for today from this week. Thanks for listening, and thank you to our team also. On sound today was Ruth Kennington. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Margaret Curley. So stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is up next. But for now, from me, Cian McCormack, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a good afternoon.